Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages, please.
第一处是在撒加利亚书，撒母耳记下第七章。
First place is in 2 Samuel, chapter 7.
第七章，撒母耳记下第七章。
Second Samuel, chapter 7.
第一节到第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
王，那我们知道这是大卫王，住在自己的宫中，耶和华使他安静，不被四位的仇敌搅乱。那时，王对。先知拿单说：“看哪、啊，我住在香柏木的宫中，神的约柜放在麦子里。”我想底下我们就不详细念了，我们就跳过来看第八节啊，请你点好了。
Verse 1. Now it came to pass when the king, that's King David, was dwelling in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies all around, that the king said to Nathan the prophet, "See, now I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells inside tent curtains." Then we will skip the following verses and come down to verse 8.
我们看第八节。我们知道大卫要建一个殿，一个住处，能够放约柜的。
We know that David wanted to build a temple, a dwelling place where the Ark of God could be placed.
但是呢，神没有叫他建造。
But God did not permit him to do so.
我们知道什么原因，等会我们还会提。
We know what the reason is, but later we will mention this again.
但是他这一颗心，哎呀，神高兴得不得了。
But God is so pleased with his heart.
因为他要为神造一个殿，这真是神所要的。
Because David wanted to build a temple for God. This is exactly what God wanted.
所以接下来你看神这样的祝福他。
So now as we continue to read, we see how God has...greatly bless David.
这里有八方面的福，八个福，大福要给大卫王。
Eight great blessings that God wants to pour upon David.
好，我们第八节。
Verse 8.
现在你要告诉我仆人大卫说，万军之耶和华如此说，我从羊圈中将你召来，叫你不再跟从羊圈。好，底下是第一个祝福。
Now, verse 8. Therefore, thus shall you say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the sheepfold, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. What ensues, are the eight blessings. Number 1.
立你作我民以色列的君，就是王。你要做我以色列的王，你无论往哪里去，这是第二个祝福。你无论往哪里去，我常与你同在。
First blessing is that God has made David ruler over his people, over Israel. Second blessing, wherever David went, God would be with him. So I have been with you wherever you have gone.
第三个祝福。
Third blessing.
剪出你的一切的仇敌。
God has cut off all David's enemies from before him.
第四个祝福。
The fourth blessing.
我必是你的大名啊，不得了，好像世上大大有名的人一样。
Number 4, God has made David a great name, tremendous name, like the name of the great man who are on the earth.
第五个祝福。
The fifth blessing.
我必为我的名以色列选定一个地方，栽培他们，使他们住自己的地方，不再迁延。凶恶之子也不像从前搅害他们，并不像我民实施治理我民以色列的时候一样。我必使你安静，不被 一切的仇敌搅扰。
Verse 10, God says, Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel and will plant them, and they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more. Nor shall the sons of wickedness oppress them anymore, as previously, since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused you to rest from all your enemies.
并且我耶和华允许你，这是第六个。哎呀，这个福也是很大的一个福。第六个福，必为你建立假设。哎呀，大卫为着神。想到他的居住的所在，要为他做造一个殿，成为他的家。但是神说，我先要给你建立你的家室。神顾念他的需要。
The sixth blessing. Also the Lord tells you that he will make you a house as David thought of building a dwelling place of God. But God had first thought of David's need to, so that he could build David a house.
第七个福
Blessing number seven
你朝树就是满足的时候就是你离开世界的时候与你立足同睡的时候我必是你的后裔啊，我们知道这所罗门即说你的位我也必坚定他的国
Blessing number seven verse 12When your days are fulfilled and you rest with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you. And we know that Solomon, who will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom.
第八个福
Blessing number 8.
十三节
Verse
13. 他必为我的名建造殿宇。这就是大卫一直想的，一直想的，要为耶和华神造一个殿宇。他必为我的名，就是所罗门必为我的名建造殿宇，我必坚定他的国位，也直到永远。八个大福。
Blessing number 8, verse 13. He shall build a house for my name, although David was intent upon building a house for the Lord, but it is Solomon who built it. And I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
好，我们来看撒加利亚书。
Now Zechariah
第九节。
第几章？
第六章第九节。
Chapter 6, verse 9.
这是耶和华对先知撒加利亚说的话。
This is what the Lord says to the prophet Zechariah.
你要从被罗之中。我们就念第九节，耶和华的话临到我说，然后我们念第十一节。我们不只这个时间的关系，第十一节。
We will read verse 9 and then skip verse 10 because of time restraint and then go on to 11.
取着金银烛冠冕，戴在约撒旦的儿子大祭司约书亚的头上，戴着。戴在谁的头上呢？约书亚的头上啊！从巴比伦拿来的这些金啊、银啊，要做一个冠冕，戴在约书亚的头上。看呐、啊，那名你称为大卫苗裔的，他要在本处长起来。注意下面两句话，并要建造耶和华的殿。十三节，再一次。他要建造耶和华的殿，并担负征勇，坐在位上掌王权，又必在位上做祭司，使两支之间守定和平。
Verse 9, Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Verse 11, Take the silver and gold, make an elaborate crown, and set it on the head of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, that is to bring the gold and silver from their captivity to make this elaborate crown. On Joshua, verse 12, Then speak to him, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, saying, Behold, the man whose name is the branch. From his place he shall branch out. Now pay attention to the following twice. The Lord says, he shall build the temple of the Lord. Yes, he shall build the temple of the Lord. He shall bear the glory. He shall sit and rule on his throne, so that he shall be a priest on his throne. And the council peace shall be between them both.
我想我不解释，弟兄姊妹都已经知道这个约书亚是谁，对不对？当然是指着基督来讲的。他又是大君王，他又是祭司，他是照着末期西的等次永远做大祭司的，他也是撒拉王，他也是王。这里完全是指着我们的基督说的。
I don't have to explain to you who this Joshua is.He is the king, he is the priest, according to the order of Melchizedek, and also he is the king of Salem.
他来做什么？建造耶和华的殿。他是来建造耶和华的殿的。
Why did the Christ come? He came to build the temple of the Lord.
这个我们看到第十五节。
Now verse 15.
远方的人也要来建造耶和华的殿，你们就知道万军之的耶和华差遣我到你们这里来。你们若留意听从耶和华，你们神的话，这件事必然要成就的。
Even those from afar shall come and build the temple of the Lord. Then you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you, and this shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God.
远方的人在做的，我们都是远方的人，我们坐在这里做什么？一起起来建造耶和华的殿。这是第三次提到建造耶和华的殿。
Who are those from afar? That's every one of you sitting here. Why are we sitting here? Because we need to rise up and build the temple of the Lord. And this is the third time. Build the temple of the Lord is mentioned.
这里还有第四次讲到神的殿。我们 看到中间有一句话，放在耶和华的殿里为纪念，要把这个金银的冠冕放在耶和华的殿里做纪念，又是提到耶和华的殿，这个冠冕是什么？等会我们来解释。
And the fourth time is mentioned when the Lord says that, make this crown of gold and silver, be placed in the temple of God. And for what purpose? We will mention on this later on.
这个殿就是教会。
And this temple of the Lord is the church.
忘记今天我们殿里面有一个冠冕。
So don't you forget that today in the church there is this crown.
这个冠冕就是约书亚头上戴的，他要在这里做王，在这里掌权。
The very crown being placed on the head of Joshua, he shall reign and as a king here.
好，我们再来念，放到前面，撒迦利亚书，今天多念一个圣经。
We're going to read a little bit more passages.
第四章
Chapter 4. Flip forward, please.
第六节
Verse 6.
他对我说，这是耶和华指示所罗巴巴的。万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。大山啊，你算什么？你在所罗巴巴的面前必成为平地，他必搬出一块石头安在殿顶上，人前大声的呼喊说，愿恩惠归于这殿。圣灵来做什么？建造耶和华的殿，把这个耶和华的殿建造完毕。
Verse 6. So he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel you shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it. What does the Holy Spirit do in this age? He is to build up the house of God, the church.
好，我们最后看彼得后书。
Now, lastly, 2 Peter.
第三节。
Verse 3.
神的神能已经将一切关乎生命和金钱的事赐给我们，加因我们认识了那用自己的荣耀和美德招我们的主，因此他又将又宝贝又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们即脱离世上情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。正因这个缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心。我想我不念下去，你们都知道，有了信心一直加加加加，信心是第一个，最后爱心，对不对？又加上爱弟兄的心，最后加上爱众人的心。信心最上面，爱心最底下。
Verse 3, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world through lust, but also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith. I'm going to stop here. You know the following, because Peter is advising all the saints that you have to add from faith to virtue to knowledge and keep going on until brotherly kindness. The last thing is love. So we know faith is the very bottom, at the very bottom, and eventually you will reach love on the top.
好，我们低头祷告。
Your head bowed, please. Let's pray.
父神，你最喜欢的就是感谢的祭。
Father God, what you, pleases you most is the sacrifice of thanksgiving.
当我们来到你的殿中，我们首先把我们的感谢献上为祭，这就是。
So as we come to your house, first of all, we want to offer this sacrifice of thanksgiving to glorify you.
主啊，你也是以我们的赞美为宝座的神。
Lord, you are also the God who is enthroned upon our praises.
也是因着我们以感谢作为你的居所。
And also you dwell in our praises.
主，我相信你来到了我们的中间。
Lord, we believe that you have come to our midst.
我们学着祷告，学着诗歌，学着赞美，从心里的敬拜。主啊，这就是你的居所。
Through our prayer, through our hymns, through our worship, and we do it from the very depths of our heart. And Lord, we know this is your dwelling place.
主啊，你已经来到了。你儿女们的中间。
Lord, you have come to the midst of your children.
相信你有话要对我们讲。
We are convinced that you have words for us.
我们一起举目仰望你。
Together, we lift up our eyes unto you.
你的仆人何等需要你的恩典，需要你的爱，需要你的权柄，需要你的能力，需要你的同在。
How much your servant needs your love, mercy, power, grace, and dominion.
我们翻译的姊妹也同样的需要。
Likewise, our sister who translates also needs it.
在座每一位属于你的儿女。
Likewise, everyone sitting here who is your children.
是你宝血所买受的，也都需要。
All that who being redeemed by your precious blood needs it. Lord, according to your promise, do come to our midst. In this very time, as darkness covers all the earth, may the Lord arise and shone upon us with your glory.
你的荣耀显在我们的中间。
May your glory be manifested in our midst.
让我们看见你的宝座。
so that we could see your throne,
看见你的权柄,
see your dominion,
看见你的荣耀,
see your glory,
我们把更多的赞美感谢归给你,
so that we will offer to you even more praises and thanksgiving.
主啊, 释放我们的灵,
Lord, set our spirit free,
释放你仆人的灵,
set your servant spirit free,
我们能够释放的, 能够讲述你的话, 给他口才, 给他恩典, 给他胆量。
As he is set free, give him the utterance and audacity to speak your words.
主啊，我们仰望你，等候你。
Lord, we look upon you and we wait for you.
因为你本为善，乐意饶恕人，也有丰盛的慈爱，赐给那些求告你名的人。
Because you are good and you're compassionate, you're willing to forgive all those who call upon your name.
主啊，听我们的求告。
Lord, hear our calling.
主，照着你的慈爱，向我们施怜悯。
According to the multitude of your loving kindness, show your mercy to us.
我们等候祷告，是因你宝贝的名。
We wait upon you and pray in your precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢主，这是我同弟兄姊妹交通的最后一件事的第二讲。
I give thanks to the Lord that this is my second sharing with you on this very theme, only one thing.
弟兄姊妹，上次你还记得，我一开始就用了以赛亚书第五十五章。
Brothers and sisters, do you recall last time at the beginning of my sharing, I used Isaiah chapter 55?
这里给我们看到，这要是从神口里所出来的话，他不会的。突然返回，就像雨雪降在地上一样，不会的返回。
As rain came down from heaven and snow from above, every word that proceeded from the mouth of God shall not return to him void.
而这些话呢，最主要的目的就是成就耶和华所喜悦的这件事。
And the very purpose of all God's words is to accomplish.What pleases him.
所以在这一段经文的十一节，就是到最后，他说我所打发的来成就我所喜悦的这件事，一定会成就的。
So verse 11 in this chapter and on, the Lord says that the word shall accomplish the thing that I have sent it for.
一定会成就的。
It will be accomplished.
弟兄姊妹，你还记得以赛亚书第四十六章第九节那里有一句话
？Beloved, you also recall that Isaiah 46, we read this.
耶和华说，除我以外没有别的神。
The Lord says that there is no other.
也没有神能够与我相比的。
No God is like me.
我古时就言明了未成的事，我起初。就指定了那个幕后的事。
I declare from the beginning the end and from ancient times the things that are yet not yet done.
我的谋算一定要立定的。
So my counsel shall stand.
我所喜悦的事一定要成就的。
I will do all my pleasure.
所以我上次同弟兄们交通了，到底神最喜悦的是哪一件事呢
？So last time I shared with you what exactly is that thing that's all God's good pleasure？
因为这个题目，就是因为我们在称灵会听到我们的这个弟兄给我们讲的一篇信息，就是只有一件事，对不对？大卫只有一件事，保罗只有一件事，玛利亚这一件事，他还加上了。那个财主，你唯独缺少一件事。
I got this topic because at the spring retreat, we heard a brother Pittman share this only one thing with us. He used David, Paul, Mary, and also he also added the rich young ruler to explain that there is only one thing.
所以弟兄，这位弟兄说，这一件事是最宝贵的。是最重要的，是最有价值的，巴不得每一个弟兄姊妹，我们也都只有这一件事。
So our brother shared with us that this very one thing is the most important, precious, most valuable thing that we need to know. Only one thing.
后来我聚好会以后，我在那里思想，只有一件事啊，我觉得我们的神也只有一件事。
As I dwelt upon this theme after I came back, I realized that to God there is only one thing also.
父神只有这件事。
Father God has only this one thing.
子神也只有这件事。
God the Son also has only this one thing.
灵神也只有这件事。
God the Spirit also has only this very one thing.
所以，假如 保罗也好，大卫也好，玛利亚也好，财主也好，那一件事和这三位一神的那一件事没有太大关系的话，这一件事就没有太大的价值，也没有太重要，也没有太宝贵。
So if this one thing of Paul, Mary, David, and the rich young ruler has not much to do with God's very only one thing, then this one thing really doesn't have that much value, meaning, or glory.
感谢主，我思想在思想在神的面前，感谢主。这一件事，他们的这件事，完全与神、与子、与圣灵的那一件事，完全有密切的关系。
So I thank God as I kept meditating upon this theme, I realized that all their one thing is so closely related to the very one thing of the triune God.
圣经66卷书，它中心讲什么？
The Bible is composed of 66 books, but what is the very focus of it?
我讲到四件事。 在圣经整个66卷书
In the whole Bible, four things are mentioned.
一个就是基督的十字架的救赎，基督和十字架，对不对？这个很重要，很重要。First
is Christ, second is the redemption of the cross. They are so very important.
但是基督的十字架的救赎是不是他这个最终的目的呢？不是的，一个过程。
But even so, is the Christ's redemptive redemption on the cross the very end? No, it is just the process.
最重要成就的就是神、子、圣灵最看重的那一件事。
What these two will lead to accomplish that very thing that God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit treasured so much.
就是神最后要得着一个居所。 得着一个家，得着一个店，得着一个城，还要得着一个西安的山。
That is, God wants to obtain a house, a home, a dwelling place, a city that is Zion, city of Zion.
这就是教会和他的国度。
That is the church and his kingdom.
教会就是国度的那个实际。
So we know the church is the very reality of the kingdom.
这个实际就是他在那里掌权，作王。
The reality is that Christ can reign as king there.
我们看见那时候约书亚的那个冠冕是放在殿里做纪念的。
So here we see the crown of Joshua is placed in the temple as a memorial.
什么叫教会？
What is the church?
哎呀，我们就想到变化山上的，这个，他们说三个门使徒所看见的那个异象，变化山的异象。Now
we remember that the vision of the Mount of Transfiguration that the three disciples saw.
他看见了神的国度的荣耀，看见基督作王的那个荣耀。They
saw the glory of the kingdom of Christ reign as king.
我们很简单的讲两句话，非常非常重要的。
So simply put, we will just mention two words, very, very crucial here.
不见一人，只见主耶稣基督。
That is, they see no one but Jesus himself.
这是我的爱子, 是我所喜悦的，你们要听从他。
This is my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him.
这是教会。
This is the church. This is the kingdom.
有哪一个单位、哪一个机构、哪一个组织让基督在那里掌权的？这应当是教会。
Is there any institution or organization or group where Christ reigns? Then that is the church.
我们不高举任何的人。
We would never exalt anyone.
我们不荣耀任何的人。
Nor do we glorify anyone.
我们不称颂赞美。
We do not laud or praise anyone.
只有基督。
Only Christ.
我们也不听从任何人的话。
Nor do we hear anybody's word.
教会只有神的话是绝对的权威。
In the church, God's word holds the absolute authority.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
So this is my beloved in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. So here we see that the church is really the reality of the kingdom. Today there are myriads of churches. But among them, it seems the Lord's name is just some kind of sign. What they lift on high is man's name.
荣耀的是人的名。
What they glorify is man's name.
称颂赞美的是人的名。
What they praise, what they laud is just man's names.
甚至你今天去看看那些福音的单张，福音的单张，当然福音就是要传基督的和他的十字架的，对不对？
Now if you consider all the tracts of the gospel, of course, the gospel is to preach the Christ and him crucified.
连今天的福音的单张要你去看看，某某讲员，他是某某大学毕业的，是有什么一个 degree 的，他是在地上又怎么样有名声的，看不见十字架和基督的名，只看见这些讲员的名，你看见吗？这是今天的教会，你传什么？传人。
But if you look at today's gospel tract, you'll only see the speaker's name, his education, background, the highest degree he has obtained. And all you see is man's glory. You do not see Christ and him crucified. What is it that the gospel is preaching? It's preaching about man's glory.
今天很多所谓基督教的那一些组织，基督教的那些组织，宣教啊，什么很多很多组织机构，他们在那里高举谁的名？你去看一看。
Now, even with today, so many Christian organizations, as to their missions and every kind of program, take a close look at that. Who is that they highly exalt? It is man.
弟兄姊妹，这不是神的国度，
Beloved,
这也不是神的教会。
This is not God's kingdom, nor is His church.
所以整本圣经六十六卷书叫我们看见这一点。
So the whole Bible consisting of 66 books shows us this very one thing.
我们感谢主，这是神最喜悦的事。
We give thanks to God because this is the thing that pleases our God most.
神最喜悦的事是什么？就是建造他的教会，这是神在万事以前定规的计划，定规的旨意，所以他要造人，所以他要造人类的历史，所以他要造万有，对不对？
So this is God's the very purpose God predestined before the world, and that's why he made man, and he made everything just to build up the church.
他最后要得着的就是基督的身体。
And
教会他的国度就彰
显。Ultimately, God wants to gain this body of Christ, the very manifestation of the kingdom.
感谢主，成就不成就啊？
We give thanks to God. Will He bring it to pass?
我们刚刚念的以赛亚书五十五章第十一节说的打发，这个原文就是他所命定的，一定会的。
Isaiah 55 verse 11, which we just read, God sends his word to accomplish his good pleasure. This send in its original means God commands it to accomplish it.
所以我第一讲的时候，我特别用了启示录第五、第四章、第五章、第二十一章，到最后我们看见都成了，都成了。
So in my first sharing that I use Revelation 4, 5, chapter 21, and we see that God says, all is done.
虽然经过了很多的波折，经过了很多的难处，感谢神，越是显明神的那个智慧，神的那个能力，神的爱，神的忍耐，神的怜悯。
Even though the whole process has been through ups and downs, difficulties, setbacks, but this only reveals what God's wisdom, power, love, grace, and His perseverance is.
所以刚刚我为什么要念撒迦利亚书 这几段呢？给我们看见圣父只有这件事，圣子只有这件事，圣灵只有这件事。
Why did we just read Zechariah? Because I want to show that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit only has this one thing.
就是得着一个教会，教会的建造。
To gain a church, to have this church built up.
巴不得我们中间每一个神的儿女都有这样看见，都有这样的意象，那么你要蒙大福，大福。刚刚我们念的
if only that all of us would have this inside this vision, then you would be greatly blessed as we just read.
我们看见刚刚念的圣子，对不对？那一个约书亚头上的冠冕，约书亚是谁？就是耶稣，对不对？他的名就是耶稣。
We just read about Joshua. Who is he? Whose name is Jesus? That is the Christ.
他要把他的百姓从罪恶中拯救出来。
This is God the Son, who is to deliver his people from sin.
他就是耶和华神。
He is the Lord God.
他就是救赎主。
He is the Redeemer.
他就是安杜奈。
He is Adonai. He is Lord.
他是弥赛亚。
He is Messiah.
他从死里复活，大能显明，他是神的儿子。
He declared himself to be the Son of God through the resurrection from the dead.
这就是约书亚。
And this is Joshua.
他又是王。
He is the king. He is the priest.
他来做什么？
What did he come for?
父神差遣了来做什么？
What did God send His Son to accomplish?
就是建造耶和华的殿。
That is to build the house of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹还记得我很好的几次以前所提到的诗篇118篇，你们还记得22节。
Beloved, do you recall quite a time before that I mentioned Psalm 118?
诗篇118篇的应该是22节，那里说匠人所砌的石头已经成了一块房角的头块石头，这是耶和华所做的，在人看为稀奇，这是耶和华所定的日子，我们应当欢喜快乐，就是今天的主日，我们要欢喜快乐，他复活了，他成了房角的头块石头，来建造完成神的永世的那个计划，对不对？
Psalm 119 verse 22, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and this was the Lord's doing, it is marvelous in our eyes, this is the day that is today, the day of his resurrection, the Lord has made, we will rejoice and be glad in it, Christ has come to build up his church.
我们要高兴，不但神要建造他的教，我们要与神一起来建造，对不对？我们都要成为建造教会的那一个宝贵的那个材料，一起来建造。哎呀，神给我们何等大的恩典，何等大的祝福，何等大的权柄来建造。
What a tremendous grace and blessing and authority God has given to us. So we should also be glad and rejoice because He's going to use us as the materials to build His church.
我们都是外邦人，远方的人都召来了。
Although we are Gentiles, we are those who are far off, but now he has called us together.
我上次用了诗篇107篇，我用过，弟兄姊妹还记得吧？
And also I
used 107篇的第一节、第二节。
Psalm 107 verses 1 and 2 I used last time.
在那里说，耶和华本为善，他的名我们是应当称颂的，因为他本为善。107篇
Psalm 107 verse 1 Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
但愿所有被救赎的百姓都能够说这个话。
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
就是他从仇敌的手中救赎的，从全地各方，从东从西从南从北召聚来的，召聚来做什么？
Who are the redeemed? These are those God has redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered out of the lands from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south. Why did God gather them to do what?
今天神给我们最大的任务，最大的使命。
What is the greatest mission and task that God has committed to us?
到底是什么？
What is the very entrustment?
我们刚刚唱这个诗歌，为主而活。我们为主而活做什么？
Now the hymn we just sang, we should live for Christ. For what?
建造。
To build.
对不对？
Isn't that right?
来完成神的旨意。
To accomplish his purpose.
所以你就看到了我们这些远方召来的人。我们只有这件事应该。
So you see, all of us who are called from afar, there is only one thing.
当然，有许多的是神所喜欢的，但是只有这件事神最最喜欢的、最有价值的、最宝贝的、最重要的是这件事。
Of course, God is pleased with many things, but this very thing of building up His church is the most valuable, most important, that pleases Him most.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这个意象，有这样一个启示，你要蒙大福，对不对？
So, beloved, if you could see this vision, this revelation, then you will be greatly, mightily blessed.
我上次不是用了以赛亚44:45那个古列王吗？对不对？你看看古利王蒙了何等的大福啊！不得了啊！他是个外邦王啊。
Last time I shared with you, the Gentile king, Cyrus, and how greatly blessed he was by the Lord.
因为他就是成就了耶和华所喜悦的那一件事。
Simply
because 他不过是发一个命令而已，叫他们建造耶路撒冷的城，奠定那个殿的根基嘛。对不对？你看看神这样祝福他的。
King Cyrus was greatly blessed simply because he did what pleases God and has just sent out this command to build Jerusalem to lay the foundation of the house.
刚刚我们为什么要念这个撒母耳记？你看看大卫蒙了何等大的福。
As we just read 2 Samuel, how greatly David was blessed by God.
大卫说一声不要他建造殿，神一直要希望住在一个殿里面，有一个家，有个住处，我刚刚就讲过了。
Although God so much desire to have a dwelling place, to have a home.
你去看历代志上22章讲得很清楚。
But God did not want David to do it. As you read 1 Chronicles chapter 22, there it shows us very clearly.
耶和华解释了对大卫说，
And the Lord explained to David why he did not want him to build him a house.
你两个手满着杀人的血啊。
Because David's two hands were all stained with blood.
多少的性命在你的手下丧失了。
So many lives died in your hands.
因为你经历了太多的战役了，大的战役。
Because you experienced so many great wars.
你要为我建造神的殿，我非常非常的喜欢，实在是我里面感觉到快乐。
So as David wanted to build the temple for the Lord, this is exactly what the Lord's desire was, greatly pleasing the Lord. Because this is what I have desired. But your son shall rise up and build a temple for me.
所以你看历代史上22章，大卫鼓励所罗门，叫他刚强，叫他壮胆，不要怕，神与你同在，起来把这个殿建造成功。
So as you read 2 Chronicles chapter 22, David said to Solomon, be strong, be courageous, do not fear nor be dismayed, simply rise up, build it.
并且大卫在困难的中间，困苦的中间，为神预备了金，预备了银，预备了铜，预备了铁，预备了很多的木头，预备了很多的石头，就是为了建造神的殿。你看他的心。
And consider David's heart. In all his difficulties, he has prepared in abundance beyond measure the gold, silver, bronze, iron, wood, and stone. Look at David's heart.
虽然他没有建造，神把那个图案，a blueprint 给了大卫，对不对？
Mm-hmm.
这个殿应该怎么建造的，完全让他来教导他的儿子。
Even though God did not allow David to build him his temple, but God had shown David the very blueprint as to how to build the temple, so David could instruct his son as to exactly what the building should be like.
诗篇132篇你们都念过了。
Psalm 132, which you all read.
你看大卫的心。
Consider David's heart.
他向耶和华起誓，向耶和华。
He swore to the Lord and vowed to him.
我要向耶和华起誓，向雅各的大能者许愿。什么事啊？
So David said, I will swear to the Lord. I will vow to the mighty one of Jacob. What is the thing?
就是为了耶和华建造一个住处，就是为了雅各大能者找一个居所。
So to build this dwelling place for the Lord, for the mighty one of Jacob.
假如不造起来的话，他发咒起誓说，我不进我的帐幕，我也不上我的床，我的眼也不打灯，也不睡觉。哎呀，你看他那一颗向着神要建造殿的那一颗心啊，睡觉他都不睡。一个最重要的，我们这个权利要睡觉啊。
Consider David's heart here. He even swore and vowed to the Lord that he would not go into the chamber of his house, nor up to the comfort of his bed, not even giving sleep to his eyes, nor slumber to his eyelids. Now, sleep is the most important thing for all of us, but here David is willing to forgo all of this.
哎呀，诗篇132篇，大卫的诗篇，你去看看，他怎么讲？你们要为耶路撒冷求平安，耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊，爱你的必然兴旺，愿你的宫内兴旺，愿你的城内平安呐、啊！哎呀，一天到晚的心就是在那个点。
And also Psalm 122, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces. All David's heart, intent of his heart, is upon this building, this temple. This is his only one thing.
虽然诗篇27篇讲到大卫只有一件事，他说我只求一件事，我现在还是要求一生一世。 住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿中求问他，他只有这件事，神的殿，神的殿，神的殿。So
as Psalm 27 tells us, one thing David has desired of the Lord, that will he seek, that he may dwell in the house of the Lord to behold his beauty and to inquire in his temple. And there is only one thing, that is to build the house of the Lord, his temple.
弟兄姊妹,
Beloved,
这个心,
do you also have the same heart?
为着建造教会,
to build up his church?
我们都知道约翰福音最后的一章，主耶稣对彼得说，你爱我比这些更深吗？
We all know that John, the gospel according to John, the very last chapter, God asked, Jesus asked John that, do you love me more than these things?
什么叫爱啊？什么叫爱是我？
What is love? What is that Jesus is saying?
三次讲到你要 fit, 对不对？你要 care, fit 两次， care 一次，就是要把话来建造教会，建造圣徒，然后呢要照顾他们。这不但是我们传道人的责任，每一个弟兄姊妹也不只是一个负责弟兄的责任，是每一个神的儿女，你是爱主的，你都要看见，你要起来来喂养，你要来照顾，这是全教会的事，因为神只有这件事。
Now, what is that Jesus asked Peter? Do you love me more than these things? Twice he said, feed my lamb. And once he said, that shepherd my sheep. Now, there is only one thing that the Lord is seeking after, and this responsibility is not just for preachers, but every brother and sister of the church shall rise up, build up God's church.
不要忘记只有一件事。
Do not ever forget that there is only one thing.
接下来你看见吗？已经很清楚了。大卫只有一件事是什么事？就这件事嘛。
It's so clear that just as for David, there is only one thing. What is this very one thing?
保罗呢？
What about Paul?
保罗也只有一件事啊。
To Paul, there is only one thing.
腓立比书第三章，保罗说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，我不是已经得着了，我是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。”做什么？要得着神在基督里从上面召我要来得的什么东西？奖赏，奖赏。
What is the one thing for Paul? As in Philippians chapter 3, Paul says it, that I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forget those things which are behind, press forward to those things which are ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward God in Christ Jesus. And what is this prize?
刚刚弟兄姊妹给我们念的哥林多后书，他没有把后面这 一句话讲出来，那就是保罗讲的，我无论是住在身内是离开身外，我只有这一件事，对不对？因为我们众人都要站在基督的台前，他要照着我们所行的是善是坏，不是恶，这是 bad, good or bad, 来报应我们。
And the second Corinthians we just read, there is one passage which we didn't read, and Paul says that whether I am at home in a body or absent, I make it my aim to please God, because we shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and everyone will be recompensed for the deeds of his body, whether it's good or bad, to be recompensed and to be judged by God.
保罗的奖赏做什么？
What is the prize?
保罗的奖赏不错，他说我既有一个心思，就是要讨主的喜欢，不错，他要讨主的喜欢，他得到奖赏，主的心就满足，做喜欢，这是不错的。
What is the prize for Paul? Yes, he does have the heart, you know, to seek after the Lord, to try to please the Lord. This is great, wonderful.
但是他知道怎么他能够得到奖赏呢？这奖赏的条件是什么？标准是什么呢？
But he also knows what are the conditions, what are the standards that God set for Paul to gain this prize.
你打开哥林多前书第三章就很清楚了，对不对？
As you open your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 3,
我们都在这个根基上建造，但是个人的工程呢，都要显露出来的。若是是金银宝石的呢，的奖赏；草木和谐的呢，要受亏损。经过火一样的，草木和谐，经过火一烧， 就没有了，你等于是白费时间，白费精力，对不对？浪费了，都烧掉了。
We are all building upon this foundation, but each one's work will be declared. The day shall declare it, because it shall go through the fire. If your work can endure the fire, that means your work is of gold, silver, and precious stone. If not, that your work is all burned up, that even though you are saved, but you shall suffer a loss.
工程是什么?
Then what is this work?
建造吗? 不是建造吗?
Isn't that building up the church?
不是侍奉神吗?
Isn't that serving God?
不是建造造就圣徒吗?
Isn't that to build up and edify the saints?
不是能够完成神创世以前所定规的最重要的最宝贵的这件事吗?
Isn't that to accomplish the thing which God has commanded before the foundation of the world, the most important one? If your work is burned up, then all your time and energy has been all wasted.
所以哥罗西书第一章二十四节，你去看保罗怎么讲的。
So Colossians 1:24, what is Paul saying?
保罗说：“我为你们受苦，我倒欢喜。”哎呀，一个受苦的人还要欢喜，因为他那时候已经关在罗马的监狱里，写的这封哥罗西书嘛。我受苦，我倒为你们欢喜。为什么欢喜啊？为着教会，基督的身体，对不对？
When Paul wrote Colossians, he was imprisoned, a person who is suffering. But Paul says, now I rejoice in my sufferings for you. What is that? Because he is rejoicing for the building up of the church.
要补满基督患难的缺欠。
To fill up in my flesh what's lacking in the afflictions of Christ.
基督患难的缺欠还有缺欠吗？十字架的救恩成了。都完成了，一点都没有缺欠。
The salvation of the cross is all finished. Is there anything lacking in it? What is to fill up the what's lacking in the affliction of Christ?
缺欠就是教会还没有建造起来，心腹还没有预备好。看看今天的教会，满了污点，满了尘渣，不圣洁，满了玷污。满了旧闻啊，这是今天的教会。
The lacking is, considering today's church, the church is not being built up yet, the bride is not made ready, and all the churches have this spots, defilement, wrinkles.
今天需要征战，打仗。
So today we need to make war, to wage war, to build up the church.
我曾经同弟兄们交通这个题目就是路加福音十四章，什么叫真门徒？门徒就是基督徒，基督徒就是门徒。门徒的责任是什么？托付是什么？基督徒的托付什么？任务是什么？我们都知道，你去看看路加福音十四章这一段话，就是建造，就是征战，对不对？
I think I shared this passage with you before, Luke chapter 14. What are the responsibility, entrustment of Christians? Christians are disciples. And their mission, their entrustment is to build up, to wage wars.
你要花代价，你要牺牲，你要摆上。
You have to pay a price. You have to sacrifice. And you have to put yourself on the line.
爱父母过于爱我的这个那个那一个的就不配做我的门徒。
If you love your parents, children, this and that, more than you love me, you're not worthy of me as a disciple.
你若不舍己背十字架跟随我，你就不能做门徒，不配做门徒。
If you do not take up your cross and follow me, then you cannot be my disciple, nor are you worthy of me.
最后他说若不撇下一切跟随我，不配做我的门徒。
Lastly, the Lord says that you do not forsake all things and follow me. You are not worthy to be my disciple.
这里就想到那位财主，弟兄姊妹，
this,
主耶稣对财主怎么讲？你还缺少一件事，弟兄姊妹缺少一件什么事？为什么他缺少一件事？这件事是为了什么的？
Isn't this very last thing referring to the young rich ruler? The Lord Jesus said, you still lack one thing, what is the Lord referring this one thing to?
你要把你所有的财产救济穷人，叫你在天上财宝，继续财宝在哪里？你还要不但撇下一切，你所爱的，你还要来跟随我。
The Lord says,
对不对？
The Lord says to the young ruler that you have to sell all your possessions, give it to the poor. So your treasure will be laid in heaven. And one more thing, come and follow me.
做什么？ Follow me 做什么？撇下一切做什么？牺牲做什么？建造我的教会。
To forsake all things, to sacrifice everything, for what? To build up my church.
哎呀，很可惜这个财主忧忧愁愁地走掉了，因为他的财富太多了。
But very pitifully, this young man, being so rich, having so much, that he simply left the Lord sorrowly.
他没有办法撇下一切。
He could not let go everything to follow the Lord.
那他怎么能够来建造？怎么能够来征战？
How could he possibly even to build up or to wage wars?
今天你看建造教会要经过多少的征战呢？外面的仇敌，里面的仇敌，对不对？你看看你西米，看看以斯拉，哎呀。结果停了十五年没有建造，为什么里外的仇敌太厉害？今天牧师的教会也是一样啊，里外外面有仇敌，里面教会也有仇敌，你知道吗？
You know that to build up the church, you have to battle, be it outward enemies or inward enemies. Think of Ezra, Nehemiah.The whole project of building the temple is stalled for 15 years. And look at the church today. It's the same thing.
最大的一个仇敌。
But who is the greatest enemy?
最隐藏的一个仇敌。
The most hidden one.
你很难发现的。
It's very hard for you to find him out.
这个仇敌是谁？
Who is this enemy?
就是你我自己。
That's yourself. That's myself.
我们的天然。
Our natural man.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这个天然不对付，我们怎么来建造？难怪今天有很多的工程都是草木和谐的。
My beloved, if you do not deal with your old self, then this project, this work of building up the church cannot be accomplished.All your work, no wonder, is wood, hay, and straw.
就是我们己的生命嘛。
Because
对不对？
This is our self-love.
你再热心有什么用？你再殷勤有什么用？一切都是为着自己呀！哎呀，这些工程不是草木和谐的吗？所以你去看看最大的仇敌，以色列一出埃及，你看看第一个仇敌，出埃及记第十七章。亚玛利人，谁是亚玛利人？耶和华启示说，你们一生一世要与这个仇敌征战，亚玛利就是你我。
No matter how zealous or how diligent, if you do not deal with your old self, all your work is wood, hay, and straw. Think of in chapter 17 of Genesis that who are the firstenemy that Israelites met, that's the Amalekites. And the Lord has sworn that throughout generations to generations, the Lord says that they shall fight with Amalekites, and the Lord wants to abolish them. So this flesh, this your old self, is our number one foe.
怎么对付他我们都知道了，摩西、乌尔、约书亚到山上举手祷告，什么时候祷告，什么时候他们就得胜了，什么时候手放下来了，亚玛利人得手，祷告何等重要，对不对？我就能够很简单的，这是最重要中间的一项不能少的祷告。
How do we cope with this adversary? I can only put it in such a simple way. As you read in the chapter that as through prayers and also when Moses pray, his companions Hur and Aaron held his hand up and then Joshua won in the battle.
圣灵来做什么？这一件事，我刚刚不是读了一段经文吗？
What's the Holy Spirit's only purpose to come?
圣灵在神的儿女身上，在教会中有很多的工作，但是只有一件事最重要的，做什么？不但是重生我们嘛，《帝多书》第三章第五节讲得很清楚，帝多怎么讲的？神救了我们，不是我们所行的义嘛，是因着他的怜悯嘛，藉着重生的喜，还有呢，圣灵的更新，对不对？圣灵在我们身上最重要的有三件事：一个重生我们，一件事当主来的时候要改变我们身体，要改变，这圣灵的大能。还有呢，中间一段时间 sanctification， 对不对？成圣，这是圣灵今天在我们身上做的工。
The Holy Spirit has so many works to perform in His church and among us, but as Titus has told us very clearly, that through not only did He regenerate us, but also He's going to transform us and prepare us for the final resurrection when the Lord returns. And this is the first and foremost work of the Holy Spirit today in all the churches.
感谢神。
But we thank the God.
圣灵今天还在做这个工作。
The Holy Spirit continues to do the same work.
为什么我们今天会受到很多的苦难？
Why is it today we're suffering so many hardships?
圣灵是做各种样的环境，各种样的人，各种叫我们所遭遇的，为了什么？改变我们，对付我们，破碎我们，塑造我们，对不对？我们都是泥巴。是神手中的工作，他要来改变。
Because the Holy Spirit has orchestrated so many environments, situations, and circumstances, or man around you, in order to break you, to fold you, so that we will all be ready, to be built up, to become the Church of Christ.
所以诗歌说，每一次的打击都是真的利益，就是这个利益。
That's why the hymn says that every blow is true gain to me.
最后时间已经过了几分钟。
Now I'm past few minutes over my time already.
我就想到《但以理书》第一章第一节到第五节。
I remember Daniel chapter 1.
第一章的第一节到第五节。
Verses 1-5.
我们知道这个那一个时候，以色列南国已经有一部分的被掳了，约雅敬的第四年，我们都知道。
We know at this time some of the southern kingdom were taken captive. I believe it's in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim.
巴比伦来把这些有才干的、面貌很精美的这些人。有学问的这班人，又能文又能武的这班人，哎呀，今天来讲都是有 degree 的，大学的 degree， 这个 PhD degree 的这些人被掳到了巴比伦去了。
Babylon has come to take captive all those who are good looking.Who are well educated, who have understanding and wisdom. In today's world, it's just those with PhDs and all the high degrees.
哎呀，他们的学问不得了。
And they are scholars with much knowledge.
那像戴以理也好，三个朋友也好。
Just like Daniel and three of his friends.
他们完全有资格去服侍尼布甲尼撒王嘛，对不对？
They were so well qualified to serve King Nebuchadnezzar.
但是他们要学三年。
But even so, it's required for them to learn all this in 3 years.
三年不是短的，今天念个大学，你稍微努力的一点。可能三年你可以拿到一个这个 college degree， 对不对？
And three,
他们要不是整整的三年啊，要去学习啊。
They have to be trained for 3 years. Now today, if you work hard, you might get a college degree in 3 years. But they were instructed the whole 3 years just to serve King Nebuchadnezzar.
他们所服侍的不过是一个地上的一个王呀。
And what they serve is simply an earthly king.
当然一个王需要服侍嘛，对不对？年纪会大嘛，走路可能不方便，你要去搀扶，还有许多的事要你去照顾，对不对？这是地上的王，今天我们不是谁啊？天上的王，万王之王，万族之主，你知道吗？
Well, of course, a king on earth might need some assistance. Maybe he's old age. He needs to be held by the hand. But this is just a king on earth. Do you know whom we are serving today? We are serving the King of Kings, the Lord of the Lord, the King in heavens and on earth.
这位王要你服侍吗？弟兄姊妹，他缺少什么？
Beloved,
他走路走不动了吗？
Does this king need your service? Is he too old to be able to walk?
要你给他烧菜烧饭吗？
Do you need to cook meals for
要
him?
要你去看顾他吗？
Does he need your care to watch over him?
看看但以理书第七章那一段话，服侍他的有千千啊，侍候在他的面前的有万万啊，千千万万的天使都在那里服侍敬拜。我们的主啊，他需要我们来服侍他吗？他会老吗？他会走路走不动吗？
Does our God really need us to serve him, to give him a hand? Will he age to the point he could not ambulate? Or does he need anything from us? If you read Daniel chapter 7, the verse tells us that before our God, 1,000,000 ministered to him, 10,000 times 10,000 stood before our God.
什么叫服侍?
So what do we mean to serve?
建造他的教会。
Serving our God is simply to build up his church.
来完成他最喜欢的独一的一件事。
To accomplish the one and only thing that pleases him most.
只有这件事还没有完全完成。
Because only this one thing that has not yet been accomplished.
需要我们起来建造。
And it calls for all of us to rise up to build.
时间到了，弟兄姊妹，巴不得提醒我们这件事。你在这里做什么？保罗说：“我活着就是基督，死了就有益处。”什么益处啊？
My time is up. If only we could all be reminded of this one thing. As Paul says, to live is Christ, to die is gain. What is the gain we are striving for?
原来基督的爱激励了我，一人激起众人，使众人就都死了。他激起众人，使我们活着的不为自己而活，为着主而活，为着主而活，做什么？建造。
Paul says that, the love of God constrains us that we judge thus. If one died for all died, so that those of us who will no longer live for himself, but for him. For him, but for what? To do what? That is to build up his church.
好，我想还有许多教徒呢，我们还有第三讲，今年还有一次来。
I still have much to fellowship on. There is the third session coming up. For this year.
感谢神，神已经允许我们，你要将来，假如你真是为了这件事摆上的话，你要蒙大福啊。
Now, one last thing. God has only this one thing. If you're able to give of yourself for this very one thing, you will be so greatly, abundantly blessed by Him.
先求他的国。
Seek ye first his kingdom.
什么是国？我刚刚就解释了很清楚了。
What is the kingdom? I explained it already very clearly.
先求他的国。
Seek ye first his kingdom.
先求他的义。什么是义？
And his righteousness, what is his righteousness?
他最喜欢的一件事。
The very thing that pleases him most.
他眼中看为最重要、最对的一件事。
In the sight of God, the most rightful thing for him.
是他的旨意
which is his purpose.
这叫义是他所喜欢的。
And this is the righteousness that is God's good pleasure.
先求他的国，他的义。
Seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness.
以下怎么讲？
And then what comes next?
所有的一切都要给你。
Then all these things shall be added up to you.
我们低头祷告。
Your head bowed, please. Let's pray.
相信是出于你的话，没有一句会突然反悔，这正道成就你所喜悦的事。
Lord, everything that proceeds from your mouth will not return void until it accomplishes all your good pleasure.
但是我们知道，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，只有依靠你的灵。
But we know that not by power, not by might, but by your spirit.
若不是你看守，看守的人突然惊醒；若不是你建造，建造的人突然劳力。
Lord, unless you build, those who labor build in vain, and unless you watch, those who watch in vain.
主啊，恩待我们。
Lord, be gracious to us.
每个弟兄姊妹都能成为贵重的器皿，能够圣洁合乎你用。
So that every brother and sister will be sanctified, useful for our master, prepared for every good work.
主啊，这是你的家。
Lord, this is your house.
你要亲眼的看顾。
You yourself shall watch over it.
这是你的家。
This is your home.
你要视为安营，不让仇敌在我们中间随意来往。
You will encamp around her so that the enemy cannot come and go freely.
就让你的儿女们都起来。
Lord, allow your children to rise up.
让我们都能够遵循你的道。遵守你的命令。
Let us all observe and do your commands and statutes.
我们就能够成为你的管家，能够看守你的圣所。
So that we will be your stewards and to keep an eye upon your dwelling place.
主啊，怜悯我们，继续的祝福我们。
Lord, have mercy upon us and continue to bless us all.
愿你的话有回头的亮光。
May your word give us this hindsight.
我们祷告祈求，是因耶稣宝贝的名。
We ask and pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.